Monday I'm off to the UK to do a tour of my show, Shakespeare Unbound, A Gift to the Future.
And what is the show about? Obviously Shakespeare.
Indeed. The show is about a man called John Hemmings, whom some people may or may not have heard of. Without John Hemmings, most of Shakespeare's plays would possibly or even probably have been lost, as he, with his friend Henry Condell, who were both members of the Chamberlains and later the King's Men, 7 years after Shakespeare's death, amassed all the different pieces of paper which would have constituted the plays, which are not necessarily would have been in book form at that time. They quite possibly would only have existed in the cue scripts that the actors had. So Hemmings and Condell got together all the papers where the plays were and created something called the First Folio.
Yay, we love the First Folio.
Which, as I say, 18 of the plays that we now know were actually printed for the first time in the First Folio. So they would have existed before that moment in 1623 only in manuscript form. And again, one of the things one has to take into account is the whole position of playing and theatre in late 15th and early 16th century society. There were two sorts of playwrights. There was the professional playwright, who was considered pretty much to be a hack, who would occupy the same status, I suppose, now as the scriptwriters for Desperate Housewives or Sex and the City.
Which is to say none at all.
Absolutely none at all. And then there were the amateur playwrights, who were men of letters, who wrote plays which were supposed to be literary works of art.
And which have since been forgotten,
totally.
Largely, or no?
And it's interesting that the amateurs' plays have been pretty much lost, and the professionals, Thomas Kidd, Beaumont Fletcher, Johnson, Webster.
They're still around.
The list of playwrights of that period is quite long, but they were considered to be absolutely crowd pleasers and hacks. I was talking about this and somebody said, but yes, but the royalty liked them. And I said, well, since when have the British royalty been the arbiters of intellectual and literary texts?
Right.
it is one thing to take into account. I mean, it's just because royalty like them does not necessarily mean that they are of any sort of literary merit. And that is, in fact, that brings me back to Shakespeare Unbound and my play, because given that these plays were considered to be rubbish, maybe you've heard of the Bodleian Library, mm-hmm. Oldest library in Oxford, founded by a man called Sir Thomas Bodley, who was a contemporary of Shakespeare's, who refused absolutely to have plays in his library and referred to them as baggage books. So John Hemmings was possibly the basis of my play is that John Hemmings is possibly the only person, apart from maybe Ben Jonson, who realizes the eternal value of these plays and dedicates 7 years of his life to collating all the manuscripts and all the necessary papers to actually have these printed and finding the money, which would have not been easy either. And he comes back home clutching the very first edition, straight hot off the press, and sits down with the book and says, oh my God, have I just wasted 7 years of my life? Will anybody remember this? I mean, I've spent all my time doing this. He was actually 70 by that time.
Wow.
Which is a fair age for those days.
Yeah.
The last few years of his life, 7 years, presumably because it was 7 years after Shakespeare's death, that the folio was printed. And he sits down and starts to drink and get a bit depressed about whether he's just wasted 7 years of his life. And he evokes the ghosts of the future, who then appear in front of him. And he asks them if they've heard of his friend, because that's why he's evoked them. And then when he discovers that 400 years later, everybody knows about his friend and can quote the names of most of the plays, he then gets all terribly excited and tells the story of what it meant to live and work beside the man that he considered to be a genius that everybody pretty much, well, certainly the literati, pretty much rejected.
Well, is it ever going to come to the States, the play?
But you are about the 12th person who has asked me that question.
Mm.
There was somebody in New York the other day who actually has or does produce. She has produced plays, and she has, and I've spoken to her about it on that wonderful thing called Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
She has said that she will look into the possibilities of maybe perhaps being able to bring it over. I've been to Australia with it. I've been to Amsterdam. I've been to Jerusalem. I live in Paris. I've done it a number of times in London, both at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival and the Brighton Fringe Festival.
It's about time we get you over here.
Well, I would not be averse to the idea.
Good.